With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Houston area is still under the threat of worsening flood conditions a day after a heavy storm slammed the region. Those in low-lying areas are being urged to evacuate ahead of an expected catastrophic surge of water. Kingwood, Texas resident Ken Chastain tells KTRK-TV that his roads flooded and he's afraid of losing everything just like he did after Hurricane Harvey.
If you haven't been through a flood, you really don't know how we feel because the time it takes to be able to rebuild, and I mean, after today, we might not have a home to come back to.
Dolan, Texas retiree Linda Young says she was only able to grab a few things as she was evacuated by boat, had to leave a lot of prized possessions behind.
A cape that was hand sewn by my mother for me. And I didn't meet my mother until I was in my 40s, and she handmade it for me, and I had to leave it because I left things that I've had all my life.
Flood watch is in effect through tomorrow afternoon. Also at SRNNews.com, intense diplomatic efforts continue in Cairo for an end to the war.
It seems to be that in this latest iteration of the deal, there had been some movement in terms of potentially agreeing to talk about a permanent ceasefire. Now, from Israel's point of view, of course, its priority at the moment is trying to ensure the release of all the remaining hostages that are being held in Gaza. One of Hamas's key priorities is to try and get some sort of agreement towards a permanent ceasefire rather than a temporary one. So while it seems that the two sides are moving closer together, there is still a disconnect, I think, on that point, and I think also on the number of hostages to be released. Now, originally, we were told the number that was being talked about was around 40. These are people who are in what's considered the humanitarian category. Of course, the question is how many of those hostages are still alive.
Anna Foster reporting, SRN News. A religious freedom advocate has a warning.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern and spends most of his time monitoring persecution in foreign lands. But lately, he's become concerned about what's happening in the U.S. King tells the Christian Post that the trends ICC has been studying around the globe for decades are now beginning to manifest themselves in this country. He points to hate speech laws, hostile courts, and liberal school boards. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions, arguing they go beyond the scope and intention of the law. Arkansas and Tennessee filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now make it easier for women to have an abortion. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam and a huge search engine are trading blows.
The government and Google have made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department says Google's preeminence as the internet search engine is indeed a monopoly. Google, though, argues its ubiquity flows from its superior product. A final ruling in the case expected later this year. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal investigators discovered disconnected and missing hardware aboard the chopper that went down in the Charlotte area 2 years ago, killing a pilot and a TV meteorologist. The NTSB's final report cites the probable cause was inadequate inspections by the pilot and maintenance personnel. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.